ABC Radio Australia.
We're staying on World War II, but we are going to turn to the sea now, where depth charges were widely used in the Pacific. They were explosive barrels used to destroy submarines by sinking to deep depths below the surface before detonating. Sometimes the ships carrying them got destroyed first, and that was the case with the Helmut wreck in Palau, which sunk with 469 depth charges on board. Now, 80 years on, they have finally been removed following a massive seven-year project carried out by the Japan Minor Action Service. Kauru Rulukad is the firm's administrative manager, and she spoke with Carl Evans.
Helmut wreck was one of the Japanese merchant vessels that drafted and bombarded by Japanese Navy at the time of World War II. And the role of the vessel was transportation for the military persons and supplies. And then it sunk in a Malacca Bay. It's only less than 1 kilometer away from Palau's biggest, busiest, only one port.
It's a very public shipwreck by the sounds of it, given that it gets lots of divers. Now, I understand when this ship sunk, it had a lot of dangerous materials on board, mainly depth charges, which, they were barrels that they used to hunt submarines with. Can you tell us what depth charges were used for and what risk did they pose to the ocean?
As you say, the depth charges is kind of weapon to attack the submarines. But you may imagine it's kind of like a bullet to hit the submarine itself, but the depth charges is not like that. It's thrown to the ocean and then attacked by a big shock of the explosion, and it's hit the submarine. So that means the depth charges contain a lot of explosive. The explosive, it's acid, the strong acid, and color yellow. And although it's in the water, but it's still cause of the skin irritation for divers and also effect to the ecosystem.
Yeah, wow. Now, in the very nature of them as well, they're very, very heavy. And I understand 81 tons worth of depth charges were on this vessel. How did you go about removing them?
It's actually one by one by hands with the divers.
Wow. So did that mean swimming down there and what, lifting them out of the water? Or did you have to put in inflatable devices on them?
Yes, it's just like that. So at the first, we sealed the leakage and then packed it and then bring up the surface with a floating device and then bring up to the boat and bring go transportation on the sea. And to prevent the never go through the town or busy areas.
Yeah, wow. I understand just from movies I've seen, and they would sink to a point and eventually they would explode. How come these depth charges never exploded in the 80 years that they were under the water?
So, the fuse is out already. So, and then it's already 80 years ago and then it's rusted. So fuse is not working anymore.
Right. That makes sense. Now, I understand this project took 7 years. Was this one of the biggest projects you had ever done?
Yes, it's biggest one.
And obviously, it sounds like quite a big ship. Did you uncover anything else on the ship while you were down there searching for all those years?
Personally interested is rice. It's food. Our divers found the rice and the straw between depth charges. So they said looks like the crew of the vessels used the rice barrels as like a cushion. And then also amazed the rice is still there. It's over 80 years.
Wow. Is it still edible, do you think?
I don't think so. But they said it was soft and that it's really rice looking. And they said so.
Oh, there you go. Now, the Japanese Mine Action Service, you're one of many firms that do this sort of dangerous work around the Pacific. How much unexploded ordnance remains in the waters around Palau?
We never know about that. But at least we can say our record shows we found 44,000, including a small bullet, last year.
Wow.
So I think more than that.
Wow. And does JMAS, do you focus only on Japanese shipwrecks and remnants, or will you clean up ordnance left over by other countries as well, such as the US and even Australia?
Yeah, all ammunition harm to the people's life and also ecosystem. It doesn't matter in Japanese or US or whatever.
And that is Karuru Kid, the administrative manager of the Japan Mine Action Service in Palau. She was speaking with Carl Evans.